Krishna Krishna Bali Dai Dava Pache Pache Oi Vaishnava Thakur Dayad Shagad Edase Koruna Kori. Radha Madhava Jai Kunj Vihari Radha Madhava Jai Radha Madhava Gopi Jana Balaba Jai Giribara Dhari Jai Giribara Dhari Jai Gopi Jana Balaba Giribara Dhari Jai Yashoda Nandana Jai Braja Janaranjana Jai Braja Janaranjana شچینندنا جای شچینندنا جای شچینندنا گود هدی جای نیتای گورانگا نیتای گورانگا Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Jai Radha Madhav, Jai Radha Madhav, Radha Madhav, Jai Radha Madhav. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramhansa Prajagacharya Ashtadhara Zarasushamanchala Abhai Charanada Vinamukti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Iskon Pratishtat Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Shakshat Bharaga Gokrasata Zabiji Maharaja Thiruvasiti Mahamahotsav Ki Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Iskon Acharya Vrinda Ki Chishinitai Gauda Pramanandi Hori Hori Bo Vandeyaham Shri Guru Shri Juta Parakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnamamsha Sri Rupam Sagara Jatam Sahagana Raghunatam Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Shaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shibishakam Vitamsha Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chukshush Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shmati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarsati Devi Gurvani Pracharne Niravishesha Shundavadi Prashtadade Shatanine Prabhupada Ki Mukham karate bachalam bangam langa de girim jak kripa tamahamande shri gurum dinatarinam manchako vaturubish to kripa asanda bevita paditanam pabanebo boishnabeva namo namaha. This is carrying on. Even in the midst of a large festival, Prabhupada was again plunged into the struggle over Bombay land. A letter arrived from Giriraj explaining his failure to secure the 5 lakhs loan owed to the government and the government's refusal to grant permission. He also mentioned his suspicion that Mr. N was influencing the charity commissioner's decision. Prabhupada had a copy of the purchase agreement with him and he studied it carefully. Again, he concluded that his position was strong since he was occupying the lands according to the terms of the agreement. He paid 2 lakhs as promised, but Mr. N had not turned over the deed. Now more money was being demanded, and Prabhupada said Giriraj should pay this money and get the deed. And for the permission from the government charity commissioner, there was no mention of it in the agreement. Although Mr. N's tactics were apparently bewildering Giriraj, Prabhupada saw them as only empty bluffs. He telegrammed Giriraj, take bank mortgage, pay off N. That's capitalized. Take bank mortgage, pay off N. Before receiving any reply from Giriraj, Prabhupada sent another telegram. Why do you say conveyance impossible, everything clear in agreement of purchase, conveyance to be executed immediately according to the terms of agreement of purchase? As Rupa Goswami explains in the principle of, he explains the principle of Uttam Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti, Ananda Bhakti, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Anashakta Shabishayan, Yatahan Upunjitaha, Nirvana Krishna Sambandhe Chukta Bhairagya Muchite. That the pure devotee, the devotee on the path of the pure devotional service, he is interested in accepting everything which is pleasing to Krishna, rather than the impersonalists who are not inclined to accept anything, considering it an entanglement in this world. The devotee, his renunciation is that he accepts everything which is favorable for Krishna, whether he is inclined to accept that or not. So we can see here Prabhupada demonstrating these symptoms of Yukta Vairagya, engaging in all of this detailed legal effort, which required a lot of attention. And Prabhupada very thoroughly and very detailed, analyzing all of the items on the deed and establishing his case and being prepared to undertake all legal formalities. Not that we say in a very almost a lazy, tamasic way, oh, it's all up to Krishna. If Krishna desires, we will get the land. We shouldn't prayas, utsa, nishtayad, we shouldn't over-endeavor. This example, particularly of all Prabhupada Leela, you can see Prabhupada, no limit to endeavor. There's no end to the endeavor that we will take, because it's not for us. It's not for our material achievement. It is simply for the service of the Lord. And Prabhupada, this Leela, this whole Mumbai land Leela, is all demonstrating the quality of a Vaishnava. They're prepared to do anything for Krishna. And Prabhupada, so expert, so much, and therefore empowered to be so competent in all of these matters, in all of these areas of, generally devotees are not so good in this type of thing. They're a little incompetent. That is not good. But Prabhupada, you can see, empowered by all of these divine qualities and expert in every field, because it's not for him. It's not for my sense enjoyment. It's for the purpose, for the pleasure of Krishna. So Prabhupada was expert in every field. In leadership, expert. In brahminical work, expert. In financing, expert. In every field. Because he's empowered directly by Krishna. Because his heart is simply interested in satisfying Krishna. And I often comment when I visit ISKCON Juhu that how much you feel Prabhupada's presence in this temple. Prabhupada is very much present in the temple, and very much his consciousness is in his residence, and the atmosphere is surcharged with Prabhupada's presence. Because he served his Leela, this is a Leela Stan, where he's demonstrating the exalted behavior of a pure Vaishnava and the dedication and commitment to the satisfaction of the Lord at all costs. So this is a very special place. Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani Sa Antasena Gadabhrita, as Vidura explains in 1st Canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, actually Yudhisthira Maharaj to Vidura,
that the quality antasthana gadabrita, because they carry the Lord in the heart, tirtha kurvanti tirthani, they can make their place, a mundane place, into a tirtha, a holy place, because of their potency, because of their Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada has done that here, and so thousands of devotees. Nitai Madhav were telling me yesterday on Janmashtami day, apart from Vrindavan on this planet, this is the second most attractive temple on this planet, on Janmashtami. 10 lakhs of people. That's 1 million people. Why do they come here? Because of the spiritual energy. Because they feel the spiritual energy in this place. The presence of Krishna, the presence of his devotee, is undoubtedly perceived in the heart of the common man and woman. Because therefore they're attracted to here rather than some other place. So many Christian temples. Why come here? Because they feel Krishna. Why do they feel Krishna here? Because Prabhupada, we sang the song, Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite paro tomar shakati ache. Krishna is yours, you have the power to give him. So Prabhupada begged Krishna to live here, to reside here. So therefore, out of affection, out of reciprocation for the desire of his pure devotee, Krishna comes. Yes, you want me here? Okay, I'm here. So Krishna is present here in full potency because Prabhupada endeavored so much to establish him here. So they have a very special place. And we can analyze. I was hoping that I didn't know what the topic was. So I was hoping maybe it's something about Juhu. And here we have. You can see throughout Lilamrita, there is no temple mentioned as extensively as Iskon Juhu in Prabhupada's Leela. There's no temple as extensively mentioned and referred to. So very special in Prabhupada's heart. On Srila Prabhupada's appearance day morning, we're carrying on now. This is the style of Lilamrita, that it's multi Leelas going on at the same time. So we'll come back to Mumbai a few pages later. On Srila Prabhupada's appearance day morning, he went up the hill to the pavilion to speak. And this may be New Vrindavan. Yeah. You can see the video of this. There's a nice video of Prabhupada, New Vrindavan, Vyasa Puja. Vishnujan is doing the kirtan, sang, sarada, on the harmonium, and all the devotees on the hill. And they're all, it's a rural, rural place, falling down as Prabhupada's arriving in the Volkswagen. And there's tents and vans, and devotees are all camped there. Vyasa Puja. Was it 73? 72. Yeah. August 72. It's a video you can see. And there's deities, it's described. The deities of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra there, and Radha Damada. In addition to hundreds of his disciples, hundreds of guests were also present, the entire audience numbering about 1,000. The festival was newsworthy turnout of the Hare Krishna movement, and reporters from the New York Times and other newspapers were on hand, along with the television film crews. And Prabhupada spoke, explaining how, although an observer might misunderstand the devotees' worship of their spiritual master, no one should think that the spiritual master was presenting himself as God. Prabhupada compared the spiritual master to a tax collector. As the tax collector collects money on behalf of the king, so the spiritual master receives honor, but on behalf of Lord Krishna. Everyone should serve and bow down to the Supreme Lord, and the spiritual master comes and collects obeisances and worship on behalf of God, who accepts any sincere worship of the spiritual master as an offering to himself. Yasya deve pararabhati jata deve tataguro tashayate kati tahi arta pragashante mahatmanaha. This is a principle. This is a principle of Vedic truth. This verse, Yasadeve Pararabhakti, this is the final verse of the Satisvatara Upanishad. Upanishad means this is Vedic injunction. There's no discussion. This is a principle that is always true. That Yashadeva Parada Bhakti Jatadeve Tataguru. We must have Yashadeve Parada Bhakti. We have to have the committed para bhakti, love and affection for and commitment to dedication to Deve, the Supreme Lord, and Jatadeve Tataguru. That much commitment, affection, dedication we offer to the Lord. Yata deve tata guru. The same amount, the same commitment, the same dedication, the same devotion should be offered to the Guru. Tashaite katitahi arta. To those who have this understanding and who love the spiritual master in an equal way that they love the Lord, tashaite katitahi arta. All of the meaning of the Vedic wisdom, katitahi arta. The purpose, the meaning of the words of the Vedas, prakashante, become revealed to them. So that means without devotion to Guru, without dedication, without commitment to Guru, without love of Guru, you cannot get spiritual realization. How essential it is. And then Prabhupada was teaching the whole world. Actually, this is the Guru Puja and its presence in the Krishna consciousness movement is an astounding component of our movement in the Western country, in the Western world. Because this is something which is not there in Western culture. And to some degree, still in the Arya society, the respect of seniors is there. Even in the family, the younger brother will touch the feet of his older brother. He'll touch the feet of his father. In the West, this is something that you never see. So the cultures are different. Shri Radha Rasa Bihari Lalita Vishaka ki Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki Shishanita Goshunda ki Shri Prabhupada ki. So you can see the cultures are different. And Prabhupada, because he's the acharya of the modern age, his mission is to establish this principle, as we mentioned. This is principle that you cannot discuss, that you cannot compromise. Devotion to Guru and worship of the spiritual master. It cannot be compromised if you want to make spiritual advancement. Evam pam pram praptam acharyo pashanam. And Gita, Krishna's explaining. This is a principle. So Prabhupada, he personally established this principle of Vedic truth in the Western world by his personal behavior. Therefore, he accepted the Guru Puja. He established the Guru Puja system. And he trained the devotees to pay obeisances, to fall down, dandavat, pranam, upon seeing the spiritual master. To pay obeisances. Sakshat, what is that? Acharya, Acharya mam vijaniyam navamanyate kahichit. In Uddhava Gita, Krishna is explaining, Acharya mam vijaniyat, that you have to consider the Acharya as me. Acharya mam vijaniyat navamanyate kahichit namartya buddha ashuyeta sarvadeva maya guru. He should never be considered a man. He should be considered the embodiment of all the devatas. This is the instructions of Lord Krishna. And Prabhupada, he didn't compromise this principle. He wasn't afraid of establishing this extraordinary concept in the Western world, where such type of behavior is completely the antithesis of Western culture. And others, contemporaries of Prabhupada, when he came to the West, they said, Swamiji, you cannot wear the traditional robes of a sannyasi here, and you have to sit at the table and use a knife and fork. You go to the West, you have to learn how to use knife and fork. This is the civilized. You can't sit on the floor, eat with your hand. What would the people think of Prabhupada? No. Completely so confident. So, his vision was so broad. Why we should get influenced by this mlecha shongskriti, sitting at the table, knife and fork. Knife and fork is for tearing up the flesh. Knife and fork is for tearing up the flesh. We honor the prasad. We associate with the Lord. Sri Krishna, aprakrita prasad seva. Krishna boro doyamoy, say anamrita pao. Krishna boro, sab prasad, anadilobai. Out of his doyamoy, out of his supreme mercy, sab prasad anadilobai. Brother, he's given us the remnants of his own food. Say anamrita pao. Radha Krishna Gunagam, you accept that prasad. Seva, prasad sevaya, you accept. And Radha Krishna Gunagao, glorify Radha and Krishna. This is an important aspect of Vaishnav culture, Vaishnav Sanskriti, and Prabhupada not compromising any of these things. This is Acharya. Teaching. His whole life is teaching. Everything that we need to know. He comes for this purpose. Prabhupada ki. Remember what the page was? Huh? Thanks. Yeah. Everyone, okay, so Prabhupada, in the lecture he's saying, he's describing this on the Vyasa Puja Day. As a tax collector collects money only on behalf of the king, so the spiritual master receives honor on behalf of Lord Krishna. Everyone should serve and bow down to the Supreme Lord, and the spiritual master comes and collects obeisances and worship on behalf of God, who accepts any sincere worship of the spiritual master as an offering to himself. Prabhupada ended his lecture, and a great feast climaxed the day and a half of feasting, of fasting. Okay, so there was Janmashtami fasting, and then Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja fasting, day and half of fasting, then a feast. Prabhupada then returned to the backyard of his little house where he talked with some of his devotees. Ridhayananda Goswami. Prabhupada was taking his massage, sitting on a straw mat outside his cabin. Suddenly two little kittens appeared by his mat, and they were rolling around, tumbling. They were wrestling, tumbling, rolling around and around. Immediately I thought, oh, they are contaminated. I have to get them away. The cats actually tumbled right onto Prabhupada's mat, and they rolled in a little furry ball right over to Prabhupada's feet. Prabhupada began tickling them under their chins. He was laughing, rubbing under their chins. Ah, those such fortunate kittens. Then he turned to me, sort of in a very jolly mood, and said, just see, even here there is love. Shruta Kirti, I was in charge of the kitchen, so I was too busy to see Prabhupada at all. He was there for a week, and practically the whole time I didn't get to see him. I was so upset. I was doing all this service and I had no opportunity to see Prabhupada, always cooking until midnight. I felt so bad. Actually, on the kitten thing, it reminds me of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu had a puppy. Nimai had a puppy. There was a batch, and there were boys that were, Nimai and his associates were playing, and Nimai, he had the nice puppy, and the other boys were complaining, "You always take the best thing." Nimai said, no, you can play with my puppy too. And then they were playing with the puppy, and then Nimai said, Sachimata said, "Nimai, now it's time to go and do, what are you doing playing with this puppy? What are you doing? What if the other Brahmin ladies see? What will they say about me and my son? Go and take bath." And Nimai said, "Okay, but but I want to come back, I want to play with my puppy. He's young." And so Sachimata said, "Okay, we'll tie up the puppy. And the puppy will be here, you go take bath in the Ganga." Nimai said, "Okay." So he goes to the Ganga, and Sachimata, she immediately unties the puppy. Go. And Nimai comes back from the Ganga, Where's my puppy? He's crying. He's very upset. And Nimai, and Sachimata said, "Oh, he must have gone." And Nimai was very upset. So sometimes we may wonder these pastimes. As Prabhupada's saying, it's love. Prabhupada is saying, here, even here there is love. We see the nature of the Supreme Lord. He's very loving. And his devotee is very loving. Supreme Lord is very loving and his devotee is very loving. Become Prabhupada's puppy, become Prabhupada's kitten. And then the next day, that puppy was seen in Navadeep Dham, rolling on his back, kicking his legs in the air, chanting, Krishna, Krishna, the puppy. And all the Navadeep Vasis saw as the chariot from the spiritual world came down and that puppy climbed on the chariot, went back to Godhead. So Navadeep Dham ki. So the day before Prabhupada left, Kirtanananda Maharaj came up to me and said, so you are going to, this is Sruta Kirti, you are going to be Prabhupada's servant. he said, it's an order. He said, so you are going to be Prabhupada's servant. I said, oh, no, this is wonderful. No, this is terrible. I was so worried. Then he said, you'll be leaving tomorrow morning to go to Pittsburgh. I thought, wow, that was so quick. I didn't even know anything about it. So he was lamenting. He was in the kitchen all week. He never even got a chance to hear Prabhupada lecture and be with Prabhupada. And next thing, you're going with Prabhupada. You're his servant. Anything can happen in the spiritual life. Krishna can. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. The holy name is desire fulfilling. Our spiritual desires will be fulfilled. And Krishna will fulfill. The following morning, Kirtanananda Maharaj brought me over to the farmhouse Prabhupada was staying at. He took me into Prabhupada's room and said, this is Shruta Kirti. He is going to be your servant. Prabhupada looked and I paid my obeisances. Kirtananda Maharaj said, he cooks very well, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, that's very good. But he hasn't massaged. Maharaj said, I had never done it before in my life. And then Prabhupada said, that's all right, anyone can massage. Anyone can massage is very easy. Okay, we'll keep that in mind, that instruction. Anyone can massage is very easy. Prabhupada ki. Okay, so we'll leave it at that point. Because today, it's page 110, today is the auspicious Jirubad Titi Mahotsav of Shakshat Vairagya, Paramhansa Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So I thought we would glorify the life, hear about and meditate on some of the extraordinary characteristics, qualities and achievements of Paramhansa Siddha Shakshat Vairagya Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He was born in 1850. So that means he was 46 years older than Prabhupada. Born in 1850 in Bangladesh, actually, now Bangladesh. We have that place, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj's birthplace near Tangail. I was there not so long ago. It is completely undeveloped jungle area, and the land is there, and some devotees, Grihastha devotees from ISKCON Bangladesh are combining to purchase that land. Actually, the purchasing is being processed. And so we hope in the future to be able to develop a Sripat of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj at his birthplace in Bangladesh. Just as we have so many Sripats of great acharyas in Bangladesh, like Srila Pundarik Vidhanidhi, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, the birthplace in Bangladesh, and Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, Sivananda Sain, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. In fact, everyone's born in Bangladesh. Except, and Mahaprabhu, he appeared in Bangladesh and in the womb he came. Gaur Mandala Bhumi. Jeba Narottam Das Thakur sings, Sri Gaur Mandala Bhumi, Jeba Jane Chintamani, Tarohoya Braja Bhumi Ba. That Gaur Mandal is non different from Vrindavan, a desire fulfilling Chintamani Dham. And we'll see in the life of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj that he also epitomized that principle in his own activities, which we will hear about. Actually, he was born earlier than that. His birthplace, his birth date not listed here, but he He left household life. He was a householder, a merchant in that area, Tungail. He left that area and went to Vrindavan in 1850. And he took initiation from Srila Bhagavat Das Babaji, who was a disciple of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And that's Babaji initiation. And for 30 years, he remained in Vrindavan, Gokushal Das Babaji Maharaj, at Radhakund, Govardhan, Nandagram, Varshana, Shuyukund, Raval, Gokul. He wandered in these places, chanting 200,000 names of Krishna every day, 128 rounds. Very much absorbed in the service of Srimati Radharani. He would make garlands every day for the worship of Sri Radha in Vrindavan. And he became particularly loved by the Vaishnav community because of his extreme renunciation. Therefore, we glorify Gokushal Das Babaji Maharaj with the honorific title, Shakshat Vairagya, that he is the embodiment of renunciation, Shakshat Vairagya. Some aspects of his renunciation are mentioned here. He was so unconcerned with eating that he would just sometimes eat clay from the Jamuna and from Radhakund. He was so unconcerned in endeavoring to eat that he would just pick up, just to fill the belly, he would pick up clay from Radhakund and Jamuna. If he didn't do that, he would just, whatever came of its own accord. Yadritcha labasham tushta. Whatever comes without endeavor, he accepted. Madhukari. And he was very humble. Just like the Goswamis, we pray that Nidra Hara Vahara Kaji Vijito Cha Adyante Dino. They lost interest in eating. Nidra, aha, sleeping, aha, vihar, recreation, Vijito, they completely lost interest in that. Atyante Dino. And they were excessively humble. Excessively humble. And Babaji Maharaj also had this quality of paying respect to every person, cow, animal, bird, tree, creeper, insect, and ant in the holy dham. He felt inspired by the divine couple to see Sri Navadeep Dham and visit the Lila Stan of Lord Gauranga in Gaur Mandal. And he used to sing the song that Nitaye Kuruna Hobe Braje Radha Krishna Pabe Nitaye Charana Dhuikani Nitaye Kuruna Hobe Braje Radha Krishna Pabe. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you can enter into Vrindavan. And so we see that the Acharyas in our line, in order to enter in Vrindavan, actually they took shelter of Sri Navadeep Dham. So he was in Vrindavan, Dham, Radhakund, Govardhan, Yavad, Gokul, and he, in order to progress more deeply into his service, he wanted to reside in Navadeep Dham and get the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Gaurasunda. For his clothing, he would simply collect some old cloth which had been discarded and was lying here and there at the washing gut in the Ganga. He would take the old cloth, or even sometimes take the cloth taken from the dead bodies. And he took in a rejected clay pot. He would use that for his vessel. Sometimes we hear a human skull, but a rejected clay pot is mentioned here. And he would simply, in that clay pot, he would simply take some chow, that's dan, that's rice, that's raw chow. He would just take that and he would just soak it in water overnight. Wouldn't even cook. Soak that chow in water and just eat that. On a courtesy day, he would not take anything. No water, not a drop of water. He carried two books written by Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Prarthana and Prem Bhakti Chandrika. And he was very much reluctant to accept service from anyone. In Mayapur, he would regularly associate with Srila Thakur Bhaktivinod and hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Thakur Bhaktivinod. So, we can see how Parampara understand the relationship of these great acharyas. As we heard that he was, Gurgashwar Das Babaji Maharaj was a Diksha disciple of a disciple of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. However, his Diksha Guru is not present in our Parampara line, but he's also, Gurgashwar Das Babaji Maharaj also considered Thakur Bhaktivinod his Shiksha Guru. As we hear here, he would visit the ashram of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That's called the Savananda. Swananda Shukara Kunj. Swananda Shukara Kunj in Godruma Deep, which is just on the banks of the sacred Jalangi River in Navadeep Dham. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur had his ashram there, where now his body is entombed. His samadhi is there at that place. So this was a place of meeting of the Vaishnavas of Navadeep at the time. And Gurgashwar Das Babaji Maharaj would regularly reside in the association of Thakur Bhaktivinoda and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And if you visit Savananda Shukada Kunj on the bank of Jalangi in Goduma Deep, Navadeep Dham, you will see there is the Bhajan Kutir. There is the samadhi of Thakur Bhaktivinoda and the bhajan kutir of Gurgashwar Das Babaji Maharaj, just to the side of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's samadhi, indicating his eternal residence there, taking instruction from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And we know that Gurgashwar Das Babaji Maharaj, he was not inclined to accept service from anyone. In fact, he's described as a bhajananandi, and he was not so much interested in associating with people and preaching. However, and he wasn't inclined to except disciples. We can reflect on that for a few moments. That actually the service of accepting disciples, even Rupa Goswami says in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Bahu Shishya Na Koriba. He doesn't so much encouraging accepting many disciples. Bahu Shishya Na Koriba. That's one of the items of Choshoti Anga, 64 items. And Prabhupada comments that in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the devotees are accepting sannyas and they're also accepting the position of guru. This is simply because it's preaching. Because the conditioned souls, they require to have a spiritual authority whom they can take guidance from and can envisage themselves as the servant of and the follower of and their connection to Krishna. So this is required for preaching, for spreading the Krishna consciousness movement, that the advanced devotees require to accept that responsibility, because the neophyte devotees require that. They need someone from whom they can put their trust that this person is representing Krishna. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chitete Koriya Akya Ana Kuriya Maniyasha. That what he says is what Krishna wants, and therefore this solidifies the devotee's position as the servant of Krishna, and is essential. So, considering this principle for expanding the Krishna consciousness movement, the acharyas, which in themselves are not so inclined to accept that service because it requires accepting the worship and the service, and this can This is not so much the humble Vaishnava is not inclined to take a position of prestige. He's not inclined to do that. Even the Goswamis, when they approach Mahaprabhu, say they're eternal associates of the Lord. But they're demonstrating the mood of humility. Dina hina jata, no, what is that? Nicha jati, nicha shonge, potita adham, kubisha ekupe goinan ujanam. Rupran Sanatan, when they approach Mahaprabhu at Ramkali, nicha jati, our birth is low, nicha shonge, we're associating with low people, potita adham, we are fallen and we are the lowest of man. Kubisha ekupe goinan ujanam. And I've simply wasted my life in sense gratification. And this is their consciousness. They think that. So they're not inclined to take a position of respect, which is required to be the guru of the disciple. And even Thakur Bhaktivinod also sings, another eternal associate of the Lord, who sings that Manusha Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Shuniya Bisha Koinu. Having attained the human form of life, Radha Krishna Nabhajiya. I haven't utilized it to worship Radha Krishna, someone who was so absorbed in the service of Radha Krishna and the worship of Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Shuniya Bisha Koinu. Even hearing about its danger and understanding its danger, I have willingly wasted my life drinking the poison of sense gratification. So this is the mood of the Vaishnava. They do not consider themselves to be in a position of advancement. And in another song, Thakur Bhaktivinoda sings that Jivano ho ilo shes na abajile Rishikesh. I've come to the end of my life and I haven't worshipped Rishikesh. Actually, Narottam sings that one, Manusha, Janama Paya, Radha Krishna Nabhajiya. Golokeda Premadhana, Harinama Sankirtana, Ratina Janmilo Kenetai. The transcendental jewels, the transcendental wealth of Golokadam has appeared here in this material world in the form of the Sankirtan of the holy name. Rati na janmi lokene etai. Why I haven't developed any taste for chanting? Narottam is singing. Narottam das Thakur. So therefore we can see the quality of an advanced devotee. They're not inclined. However, out of compassion, considering the requirement of the neophyte devotees, they will be prepared to accept disciples. So he accepted one disciple. Paramhansa, Nitya Lila Pravishta, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj. He accepted one disciple because he was so much requesting that he accepted. And that's also such an interesting Lila because Gogushala Das Babaji Maharaj was illiterate and Thakur Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was an erudite scholar in so many fields. Conversing in so many languages, Sanskrit, Oriya, Bangla, English. And Gorgasho Das Bhujimaj couldn't write. He had to make thumbprint to sign signature. He couldn't write his name. So also this is the transcendental leela of our acharyas explaining to us the principle of shelter. It's not about material qualification. Not about material qualifications. And material qualifications do not, material assets do not qualify you for spiritual, are not, material assets are not spiritual qualifications. But everything can be utilized as Prabhupada, as Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he met Srila Prabhupada, he appreciated, you are educated in English. This is good. This is good. So everything can be utilized. But it's not necessary. If you have it, it's good. But if you don't need it. Gurgushala Das Babaji Maharaj couldn't write his name. Nitai na bolilo mukhe, majilo shangsha shukhe,
বিদ্যা খুলে কি করিবে এটা, বিদ্যা খুলে কি করিবে তা, what is the use if you're not chanting? নিতাই না বলিল মুখে মজিলু সংসার সুখে, you just absorbed in material happiness. বিদ্যা খুলে কি করিবে তা, what is the use of your learning? বিদ্যা খুলে of your family, of your nation, of your nationality. বিদ্যা খুলে কি করিবে তা, what is the use of any of these things if you're not chanting the name of Nityananda? So different people would come and see Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and he wasn't so much inclined to associate with him or to even give association. When public officials came from Calcutta offering to build him a proper bhajan kutir, Babaji Maharaj locked himself inside the lavatory where he was doing his bhajan. He was doing the bhajan in the lavatory because being on the transcendental platform, he wasn't disturbed by the unclean place because his consciousness was so exalted. And he realized that the materialistic people would not be inclined to associate with him because of the aroma present there. So this was his strategy. And he said this is his comment, that associating with the materialistic people is worse than the smell of the stool and the urine. And one Calcutta gentleman was wanting to open a health clinic. And Babaji Maharaj simply advised him to give up that idea and reside in Navadeep Dham and worship, chant the holy names. So we'll finish with this. There's many things we can say, but we'll finish, because now's the time, as the sound indicates. Noita Vajigiyichi. Babaji Maharaj spoke gravely to a newly married man. He said some interesting instruction for all of the grihasthas. A Vaishnava wife is extremely rare and difficult to find in this world. If one has the good fortune of having one, he should see it as a benediction from Krishna. The wife worships the husband as her lord and master. Similarly, the husband should worship the wife because she is Krishna Dasi, a servant of Krishna. In this way, the husband can protect his devotional enthusiasm by not considering his wife to be his maidservant, but she is always maidservant of Krishna. Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj Shubha Tirubhav Titi Mahotsav Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Ananta Gaudi Vaishnava Vrindaki. And we are all requested to be present in 12:20. I think Prabhu said 12:20. That's correct. 12:20 precisely here in the temple. And there will be the pranam mantra chanting of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj and the Pushpanjali and Aarti, the Tirubhav Puja Mahotsav. So come and participate in that. Shri Prabhupada Ki.